here. I'm struggling with the concept of unshakiness as I am falling into the trap of envisioning an unshakable self. How can letting go be allowed without an I that lets go? Well, the I never existed in the first place, and you know, I mean, it's a concept that doesn't stand up to much scrutiny, and because it doesn't have, you know, it's a moving target. But you know, the feeling—it's not that there's nobody there, or I'm trying to become a nothing, which just is something else. It's just this sort of, oh, there's this freedom of letting go. There's this freedom of space. There's this freedom of peace. There's this freedom of being. This quality of knowing clearly, and it is like an inherent part of our human condition that we can experience, we can feel, we can touch on. And you know, I guess that's something that Ajahn Chah, I mean, he would never sort of say, oh, you know, he would always point us back to the Buddha. I mean, that's, you know, when the Buddha is our refuge. Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha are our refuge. And so it's not in an individual, but that's it. But he has, to me, has exemplified that one who is has fulfilled this path of practice.